Well, good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. In the middle of the Lord's Prayer, we ask, quote, "And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us." This comes from Matthew 6:12, where Jesus says, quote, "And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors." Now in Romans 3:23, the Apostle Paul declared, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Yes, we, each one of us, have all sinned, we have all broken, we have all trespassed the law of God. In Isaiah 59 verse 2, the prophet declared this, "Your iniquities, your sins, have separated you from your God." Therefore, we are all in need of forgiveness of our debt to God for the sins that we have committed so that we can live eternally with God. Now, no doubt, God cares about the here and now. He cares about what's going on now. But God also cares about our eternal future. That is why He is willing to forgive us of our sins. But we should notice the wording in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us as we also have forgiven others. Now I want you to consider something. It is very interesting to me that Jesus seems to assume that when a person has been forgiven, that person will naturally forgive others. Notice Jesus is not saying so much that we should forgive others, as He is inferring, He is implying, He is insinuating that we will naturally forgive others of bad things that have been done to us. Now let me read Matthew 6:12 from the Common English Bible translation. It says it this way, quote, "Forgive us the ways we have wronged you, just as we also forgive those who have wronged us." Brethren, that's the true mark of a godly, forgiving attitude. Friends, it's easy to throw rocks at other sinners. Those who have wronged us, we want to throw rocks at. But when we do that, those rocks tend to ricochet back and hit us. But when we recognize the magnitude of our own individual sin, we will put our rocks down and forgive those who have wronged us. Why? Because God's grace is sufficient for all. The meaning of this part of the Lord's Prayer teaches us that those who recognize the amount that they have been forgiven will, by extension, be willing to forgive those around them. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You for Jesus Christ. We thank You for His work that allowed us to be forgiven. Please help us to have a forgiving attitude toward other people. Amen.